Why did Airbnb transform travel while countless hotel apps vanished? Why did the iPod revolutionize music when Sony, inventor of the Walkman, could have beaten Apple to market? The answer isn't about features or marketing budgets. It's about meaning. The most successful innovations transform customers' lives by addressing unspoken needs and desires. This insight has made meaningful, required reading in innovation departments at Google and Nike, with Tim Ferriss naming it among his most gifted books. In today's crowded marketplace, relevance isn't just a competitive advantage, it's survival. The most successful businesses don't simply create products, they create new kinds of customers whose lives are fundamentally changed. Every meaningful innovation creates a before and after story. Before iTunes, music lovers waited for physical CDs. Before Kindle, we needed bookcases. Before Google, we relied on paper maps. The transformation needn't be monumental. Even small shifts in habits matter. If there's no change in the customer's life, there's no innovation. Traditional marketing focused on awareness and attention to drive action. Today's successful brands add a crucial third element, affinity. This earned connection powers growth in ways traditional advertising cannot. The digital revolution has redefined competitive advantages. Close now means emotional proximity, not geographic. Whoever understands their customer best wins. CEOs connect directly with customers through social media. Online stores reach global markets instantly, and businesses track customer behavior with unprecedented precision. We've long believed business success depends on persuasion, but will Microsoft's massive marketing budget guarantee Surface tablet success? Will more Segway ads convince pedestrians they need one? Persuasion ignores what customers want to understand. Understanding customers' worldview isn't the long way around, it's the only way forward. Great hairstylists demonstrate this approach. Before cutting, they observe face shape, style, posture, and listen for contextual clues. They imagine possibilities and understand what matters to the client. Similarly, when marketers truly empathize with customers' problems, we build brands on genuine affinity rather than mere commodity awareness. In our distracted age, meaningful attention is based on mutual respect and trust. It's wished for, welcomed, and wanted. Earned, not taken. The best way to get attention is to give it first, to whisper, "I see you," instead of screeching, "Look at me." Once dominant industries can collapse with stunning speed. Newspaper advertising plummeted $40 billion between 2000 and 2013, not because quality declined, but because relevance did. Traditional editors dictated content based on their interests, while upstarts like BuzzFeed created content specifically for mobile-consuming, socially-sharing readers. Harry's grooming company attracted 100,000 customers within a year by making a bigger difference to fewer people rather than trying to reach everyone. Legacy brands often fail because their size creates a false sense of security, making them slow to adapt, while smaller, agile companies respond directly to customer needs. Nick Woodman created GoPro when established camera companies missed the need for wearable cameras for action sports. Starting with just $265,000, he bootstrapped from $150,000 in first-year revenue to a $2.96 billion IPO valuation a decade later. Similarly, Sony missed creating the iPod because its music division feared piracy, while its hardware division operated in isolation, revealing how corporate giants often fail to innovate because they're protecting today's revenue streams rather than building for tomorrow's reality. Technological shifts succeed when innovation aligns with changing cultural expectations. Across industries, our desire for personalization, convenience, and meaning drives transformation. Transportation has evolved from ownership to sharing through services like Lyft and Zipcar. We now expect precise arrival times rather than merely hoping for transportation. iTunes wasn't just about monetizing music during the illegal download era, it fulfilled our desire to personalize music collections, a revolution that began with 70s mixtapes giving people exactly the songs that mattered. Physical book sales have declined as digital books captured 30% of the market. Amazon's Kindle transformed reading habits, publishing accessibility, and how we value books. Books now compete with digital infinity, making us more selective about our reading investments. Today's travelers seek authentic experiences over mere comfortable accommodations. Five-star hotels increasingly feel like soulless luxury. Airbnb succeeded by unlocking value in unused spaces, while building trust between strangers, allowing travelers to experience destinations like locals. UK supermarket giant Tesco pioneered customer analytics with its Club Card loyalty program, capturing 30% market share. However, while tracking behavior, they missed shifting customer sentiment. Post-financial crisis, customers valued transparency and lower prices over loyalty points. Discount stores like Aldi began eroding Tesco's position as pounds became more meaningful than points. Tracking behavior isn't the same as understanding emotions. Data measures brand relationships, but misses moment-to-moment feelings. Loyalty cards cannot replace genuine connection. Unlike traditional mass marketing that created products, then generated demand, today's value emerges where customer worldview intersects with your product. Great products result from understanding users' feelings and frustrations, both the problems and their context. Edison didn't invent the light bulb. 23 versions existed before his, but made it commercially viable by understanding how light bulbs would integrate into the electrical system and people's daily lives. The most successful products and services succeed through a trifecta of form, functionality, and feeling. While appearance and operation matter, what truly distinguishes exceptional innovations is how they make people feel. Creating successful ideas means starting with the customer's story rather than your own concept. This approach challenges us because we naturally become attached to our ideas, fall prey to biases, and act on assumptions, the very reasons many innovations fail. Even industry giants like Kodak and BlackBerry struggled to abandon current successes for future opportunities. When companies genuinely care about their stakeholders and their impact on the world, this caring becomes evident in their offerings. The level of love invested in products creates meaningful differentiation and competitive advantage. Brands like Chipotle, Warby Parker, and Airbnb demonstrate that giving a damn remains underrated in business. After creating something, we often want to showcase our brilliance. But successful innovators shift the focus from, "Look at the incredible wings we've made for you," to, "Can you see how amazing your wings are in this light?" They emphasize the user's transformation rather than the creator's achievement. We all seek significance in our work. The most effective path to meaning comes from focusing outside ourselves, making others feel valued. Successful ideas aren't just innovations. They're about how they intersect with users' narratives and aspirations. No innovator knows with certainty how their idea will resonate before launch. Creating meaningful work requires risking failure, as complete certainty would indicate your idea is already commonplace. Customers don't necessarily want complex solutions to big problems. They desire thoughtful answers to ordinary challenges. Even small solutions can feel magical to someone struggling with an unspoken problem. By seeing people's struggles, hopes, and unspoken needs, we create products and services that feel like magic to those who need them most.